to readers of The Moral Case for Fossil Fuels. Note, if you've never read my previous book on fossil fuels, I encourage you to skip this section and go straight to chapter 1. In my 2014 book, The Moral Case for Fossil Fuels, I made the highly unusual and controversial prediction that fossil fuel use would grow, not shrink, and that the benefits of growing fossil fuel use to human flourishing would far outweigh its negative side effects, including any negative climate impacts. My prediction was based on three conclusions. 1. Fossil fuels had, and would continue to have, a unique ability to provide low-cost, reliable energy in a world where far more energy would be needed going forward, especially for the billions of people who still used almost no energy. 2. Low-cost, reliable energy, by empowering us to use machines to improve our lives, has fundamental, radically underappreciated benefits, including the benefit of transforming our environment into one that is unnaturally clean and unnaturally safe from climate danger. 3. While the rising CO2 levels that came with growing use of low-cost, reliable fossil fuel energy would have a warming impact on the global climate system, that impact would not be catastrophic, but rather continue to be masterable by ingenious human beings empowered by fossil-fueled machines, irrigation machines that counter drought, heating and air conditioning machines that counter harmful temperatures, and so on. If you read The Moral Case for Fossil Fuels and are listening to this book, it's likely that you found my conclusions at least somewhat convincing. But even if you found them very convincing, it is understandable that you might think I have been proved substantially wrong, given what is reported to us on a daily basis, that fossil fuels no longer have any unique benefits, and that fossil-fueled climate change has been causing immense harm that we can no longer adapt to, let alone master. Today, stories about how renewables, specifically solar and wind, are rapidly replacing fossil fuels due to superior economics are ubiquitous. Some of our most impressive technology companies, such as Apple, Google, and Facebook, proclaim themselves to be 100% renewable, with the implication that if 100% renewable is working for them, then it can surely work for the rest of us. Also on a daily basis, we see stories about how fossil-fueled climate change is now an existential threat to our lives. New alleged catastrophe predictions have become prominent, such as ocean acidification and mass species extinction. And climate-related disasters such as storms, floods, and wildfires are presented as reaching new and overwhelming heights of danger. Witness the horrific out-of-control wildfires in California and Australia, which we are told are without precedent and are unmanageable by any means other than by rapidly eliminating our CO2 emissions. In sum, today's incessant narrative is that fossil fuels are making the world a worse and worse place to live, but renewables are coming to the rescue, and could do far more if we would just get off fossil fuels already. If true, this narrative would certainly refute my predictions and my call in The Moral Case for Fossil Fuels to use more fossil fuel energy going forward, not less. But, as I stressed in Moral Case, to know the truth, we cannot just look at anecdotes or narratives. We have to look at the big picture facts. And if we look at the big picture facts about fossil fuels, alternatives, human flourishing, and climate, the moral case for fossil fuels has thus far been completely vindicated. Fact 1. Fossil fuels are still the dominant source of energy around the world, providing 4 times more energy than all alternatives combined. And fossil fuel use is still growing. Renewable, solar, and wind are just 3% of the world's energy, a 3% that is dependent on mandates, subsidies, and reliable fossil fuel power plants, a 3% that is leading to increasing costs and/or major reliability problems everywhere solar and wind are used in non-trivial quantities. Fact 2. The world has continued to become a better place to live, especially for the poorest people, and low-cost, reliable energy from fossil fuels is a fundamental cause. Among many other benefits, fossil fuels have powered the increased industrialization that has brought down the rate of extreme poverty, the percentage of people living on less than $2